Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. here in the sanctuary with you all is my very favorite hour of the week. And every week, no matter what mood I come into this space in, as soon as I say the prayer with the choir, about 5 of 11, and then come sit here, and then hear the prelude music and the choir introit, and the hymns and the songs and the prayers, something happens to me, inside me. And it's more than just, I can't put my finger on exactly what it is that causes the shift. I can say it's more than the sum of the parts. Something happens during this hour. And I find myself dwelling in a new place. A place of peace. And when I walk out around noontime and out into the garden, I look through new eyes. And it happens every week. And I tell you, the eye contact and handshakes and the hugs that I get to share in after the worship service are the best. I am more with God than most other times during the week. Jesus says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, and trust also in Jesus." I guess troubled hearts have been around for a long time. And troubled hearts continue. I've noticed even on my best days that if I really look carefully at my emotions throughout a day, there are highs and lows and all over the place. The Lord is telling us that whenever we feel an unrestful heart, in small or in big ways, that there's a way to find ourselves in relationship and connection again with a deep sense of peace. Trust in God. It's something that our theology speaks about a lot. The teachings of this church make clear that to trust in God is to know God. And to know God is to know God's name. And God's name is the qualities of God. When I come into this place of worship and really enter into worship, I am in touch with an ineffable quality that I think that we all reach into. That's God. Jesus says to trust also in the Lord. That is God manifest and made visible in this world. And those are the qualities of God incarnate. 2 weeks ago, I suggested to you when I was speaking about the qualities of God that you choose one that you want to incubate and nurture and nourish during the season of Easter, to celebrate at Pentecost, and to let grow wild all year long. If you were here and if you remember what that quality is, I invite you to bring it into your awareness now. And if not, let yourself choose one. Let yourself choose a quality of life that you want to bring into your daily experience. Quality of God. What is it that you need and want more of in your life? Is it joy? Is it courage? Is it tenderness? Is it wisdom? Is it patience? Jesus says, do not let your heart be troubled. Trust in God, and trust also in God's qualities manifest in this world. Trust also in, and here place the quality you want to seek and embody and dwell in. Trust also in tenderness. Trust also in patience. Trust also in wisdom. Trust also in courage. Trust also in vulnerability. Jesus said, in my Father's house are many dwelling places, are many rooms. Again, our church is clear that those rooms and dwelling places are heavenly, and that they also reside in us all in potential. And those are all those rooms, all the heavenly qualities possible, which are an infinite number, all have room inside each one of us. And we in our lives here get to choose where we want to dwell. And the way we choose is by trusting the infinite source of life itself, and in those qualities of life made manifest in this world. Ultimately through us. This is how we bring heaven to earth, and this is how we bring ourselves to heaven. It's a lifelong process. I want to share with you, it's actually been suggested to me, that in these remaining 2.5 months that I have with you, that I share with you a little bit more about myself and my story. So I want to share with you a place that I have become more at home in, a place that I have been dwelling more in. I'll give you a little history first. I was a very unhappy teenager. Those years, which went way beyond 19, I wouldn't wish on anyone. They were a struggle in my life. And I know that it was through meditation, which is a way of silently being with God, And in Christianity, we call meditation contemplative prayer. That it was through moving into a small room, dark and comfortable inside myself, where I began to pray and meditate, that literally saved my life through many long and difficult years. A couple of years after college, when I was 22, I was planning on going to graduate school in psychology, and instead, a call into the ministry came to me through a series of dreams and visions. My first response was, thanks, but no thanks. You've got the wrong person. I didn't even actually go to church very often. And when I did, I would sneak in and sit in the back. Actually, I'd cry throughout the whole service. And then I would leave before anyone could talk to me, because my spirituality was very private. So when the call came, I said no. This call was persistent through 9 months, again through a series of dreams and visions that became more and more concrete in what they were telling me and when, and even in terms of specifics that I had no way of knowing in advance that turned out to be absolutely accurate down to the jot and tittle. Obviously, I did end up saying yes. It took 9 months of struggle. I packed up my bag and I moved to our seminary across country, which was in Boston at the time. Knowing that I was very, very interested in spirituality and theology, but again, not in being a parish minister. 4 years later, I graduated. I was ordained. This was 25 years ago this summer, July 3rd. And for those of you who were here 6 weeks ago, you know that I knew at the time of my ordination that I would never be a parish minister. The rest, of course, is history. This week, in living with this passage from the Gospel of John, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would not tell you. I go to make a place for you, and I come back and bring you to me. I realized that the dwelling place that I had entered into in my early adolescence, that dark and quiet room of prayer, that very same dwelling place, over the years and decades, has grown into a spacious place of light. And now, instead of it just having me in that little room and in that little space, it also has you. That quality of peace that I found alone with God, I find now more fully and more joyfully than ever in your presence and in this dwelling place. As much as I struggled those 9 months to come into the ministry, so if I struggled throughout the time of my ministry with where do I belong and where is the right place for me, and throughout all my 18 years here, the answer has always been that I belong right here. Until the last bit of time, when I received a different answer, that it's time to go. I don't understand why any more than I understood why I was called here in the first place. And while I have a bit of a troubled heart sometimes about this, there is another place inside me that absolutely trusts God and trusts in the divine qualities of God manifest in my life here and in this church. So I've been thinking about and will continue to think about over the next 2.5 months. What haven't I told you yet in these 18 years? Or what do I want to emphasize? And I look forward to continue to share with you. And when it's time to go at the end of June, I look forward to what that next adventure will be in my life, trusting that God will be with me every step of the way. And I will hold you in this worshiping community in my prayers and in my heart, knowing and trusting that God is with this place and this people and will be for a long, long time to come. Amen.